And welcome back to Coach's Corner. With us now, the head coach of the Leroy Ostrander Cardinals. It is Trevor Carrier. Coach, how's it going today?
It's going great, Luke. It's going great.
Great. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us here today. You pick up the win over Houston on the road, a 61-6 last night, Coach. Take us through the game overall and how you thought the team played.
Yeah, I think this is the first game. It's week 7. And this is the first game that we've had the same lineup from the week before. It's been obviously a crazy year. Cam Hungerholt, our quarterback, was actually sick most of the week and was a serious question mark going into the game. He did a good job of getting through it. We played. Credit to the boys. We had a good week of practice. We didn't really focus too much on the team concept game plans, so to speak, like we would every other week. We really focused on ourselves. We feel we have a young squad that's willing to work and put in the time, and we have a tremendous coaching staff, and we did a lot of individual work. Our community this year bought us through a community grant foundation, they bought us a massive lineman chute, and we've been using that religiously every day and getting low and firing off. And this week was the same thing, but we spent more time, and we got more defensive front on the line, and I thought our line played much better. I thought we got the looks that we were looking for from an offensive side of the ball, and we really moved the ball with very, very effectively throughout. We got some of the looks we saw on the line, and then they played some coverage on us, and we ran the ball the most effectively we ran it all year. So I believe we ran for about 380. Cam ran for about 260 alone, running our RPO system. Very, very good last night. I thought it was a breakout game for him. He's only a sophomore, and he wasn't supposed to start, obviously, this year from a quarterback standpoint. He spent all summer working on his routes, and he would have been a tremendous receiver. But he's a good athlete. Aaron's his dad, and Aaron's a great athlete at Rushford, so it's not a shock. But, again, he's only a sophomore, and to run the system that we expect, it's more than just calling the plays. He was running the RPO very well. He was moving throughout, making Houston make decisions, and then he actually made them pay. Prior to this, he just handed off or quick read and make a handoff, and they'd be able to recover. Well, last night he held those meshes very well and ran very well. Peyton Rowe got going. So once he did that, it opened up Peyton. So Peyton ran for over 125. Cam also was very effective in the passing game, 7 of 9. 140 yards or so and 3 touchdowns or something. So, again, we ran a lot of RPO scheme, and we really pinpointed some of their safety looks, some of their corners, made them make decisions in Houston's zone, and then we really made them pay, regardless of what decision they make. So the game was starting to slow down for them. The line started blocking. Hats off to Kyle Stern. He put a tremendous defensive game plan together again. And the defense gave up like 125 yards. And half of those are on one play. We got really aggressive on a bubble screen, and we tried to jump it. And Cody had made a good call in Houston and went deep, and they scored. And Cody's a tremendous coach in Houston. They're a young squad, too. They're learning as well. So, but this happened to be our night last night.
You pick up the win, like we mentioned, 61-6, the final score, Coach. How can you try to snowball this into a short week matchup with Lyle Pacelli next week, next Wednesday?
Well, I think the one thing that we've done in Leroy, and we've lost games in Leroy. We have a good program, we think. We have great kids with great parents that really care, and they want to be around and do what we can for the kids, and they all do. So, drama-free, we keep it together, we keep everything in-house, and we do a good job, but one thing we've done in our program in the last 4 years for sure is we've played well at the end of the year. And that was kind of the theme with all the guys we've lost. We really kept trying to focus on ourselves and individuals and gameplay and prepare in preparation for the end of the year. I think in the 4 years we've lost one game in the playoffs. And that was our first year we had upset. And then the COVID year we won our games, and then last year we made our run too. And we've lost games in the regular season, which is completely fine. And we want to make sure we're playing our best ball at playoffs, and that stays the same for us. So we continue to work hard. We have a much improved Lyle Pacelli team coming to Leroy on Wednesday, which is a must win. I believe if we get the win there, whoever gets the win is going to be the 5 seed and go to Grand Meadow the first round of the playoffs. Section 1 is extremely difficult, no matter where you go. But not that I would, you know, hope for any injuries, because that's not the case. But we have a injury for a team can change the whole out at the whole squad. Section 1 is a very good section. Spring Grove is a very good football team. Lanesville is a very good football team. Mabel Canyon, when the list goes on and on. So we want to play our best football at the end of the year. Lyle is much improved. We will bring everything we can at Lyle. And like we said this week, every game now is a playoff game. We had to beat Houston. We have to beat Lyle, and we got to keep this thing rolling. But we're young, we're hungry, and we got a tremendous coaching staff that I believe in more than anything.
Trevor Carrier with us, the head coach of the Leroy Ostrander Cardinals. 2-5 on the season as they head into week 8 against Lyle Pacelli. They'll be at home for that 7 o'clock kickoff on Wednesday. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much, and good luck next week.
Awesome, Luke. I appreciate everything. I get that all the time. Thanks for everything you do for Southeast Minnesota and all the call in the coach's corner. And, man, we have tremendous football in Southeast Minnesota, whether it's 9-man all the way up. So, a lot of tremendous Hall of Fame coaches, a lot of amazing kids, and thanks to you, you get to kind of spotlight all that for all of us. So thanks a lot, buddy.
We appreciate that. Thanks, Trevor, and you hit the nail on the head. Some amazing athletes, coaches, the whole nine yards, and not just football, volleyball, and a whole lot of other sports, too, throughout the winter sports season as well, and spring and fall. So very cool to see that. Coach, we'll chat with you next week, and we got more Coach's Corner on the way next right here on 103.1 KFIL.